I'm Steve Potter, and welcome to Cityscape. Here's what we have coming up. Journalist Mo Rocca is known for his segments on CBS Sunday Morning and his regular appearances on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Today, we'll revisit a discussion we had with him earlier about a new show that he hosts on the Cooking Channel, which is about to begin its second season, My Grandmother's Ravioli. We'll also talk to mezzo-soprano Jennifer Johnson Cano, who makes her Carnegie Hall debut next month, and St. Louis Public Radio's Aaron Williams talks to dancer Hetty Barnhill about the life of Pelagi Green Wren, the first African-American dancer to perform at the Muni. We'll begin, though, with a Jazz St. Louis series featuring The Bad Plus. Joining us are Ethan Iverson, the group's pianist. Welcome, Ethan, to the program.
Hello.
He's on the phone. And also in the studio, Philip Dunlap, Director of Education for Jazz St. Louis, and Maureen Byrne, Community Programs Manager of the St. Louis Symphony. Hi to both of you.
How's it going?
Good morning. Afternoon.
Great.
Ethan, I'll start with you. The Bad Plus is a jazz trio not unknown in St. Louis.
Yes. Well, we play there every year. It's been a fabulous relationship with Jazz St. Louis and Jazz at the Bistro.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to comment on that, Philip?
Yeah, you know, Bad Plus have been in years. I mean, I've been with the organization now 6.5 years, and they are annual favorites, usually the first show right after the new year. This time, however, it's obviously not January. The group will be back in January, but this is a very special project that focuses on some different types of activities, and the crowning jewel, so to speak, is the Bad Plus's ferocious rescoring of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring.
And Maureen, one might wonder what the St. Louis Symphony has to do with a jazz trio and Jazz St. Louis.
Well, first of all, we have a lot of musicians at the Symphony who are big fans of the Bad Plus and catch their concerts every January. But really, we are delighted that Phil and Jazz St. Louis invited us to be part of this concert. And with the Bad Plus bringing their reimagination of Rite of Spring, we decided an all-Stravinsky program would be very appropriate. So we're bringing some really fun and interesting Stravinsky chamber pieces to the first half of this program.
Well, we want to sample some of the groups, the Bad Plus's music. Before we do that, though, Ethan, would you tell us a little bit about your bassist and drummer?
Yes. Well, it's a collective group of 3 leaders. The bassist is Reed Anderson, and the drummer is David King. And we've been together since about 2001 and really been hitting it heavily as our main gig for all of us since 2002 and 2003.
And how would you describe the style of your work?
It's hard to describe, but a journalist once said that we were avant-garde populists, which I thought was... which all 3 of us thought was not too bad, really.
Well, why don't we sample the 7-Minute Mind, and you can talk a little bit about that after we hear it. And that is the jazz trio, The Bad Plus. We have pianist Ethan Iverson on the phone in the studio, Maureen Byrne of the St. Louis Symphony, and Philip Dunlap of Jazz St. Louis. So, Ethan, can you talk about a little bit about what we've been listening to and explain it to us
Reed
a little
Anderson.
Bit?
Sure, yeah. That's Reed Anderson's composition, 7-Minute Mind. It's on our most recent record made possible, and is, you know, one of the styles that we play in. That's very compositional. There's very little improvisation. Reed basically wrote it out. And it's an interpretation of actually kind of a Philip Glass style classical piece, you know, except there's, I don't know, dance rhythms and jazz and stuff like that in there as well. But, you know, sort of like a art concept piece that we hope you can dance to as well.
Well, Philip, you were feeling it there a little.
Oh, yeah, I was giving my best robot dance.
And it was good, too. Talk a little bit about this. Is it not quite a week? It's going to be Monday through, is October the 3rd, Friday?
It's September 30th through October the 3rd, which is Thursday. We got a lot of activities going on that week. You can check our website for the events. But a lot of what the group is going to be doing are going to be free events that are open to the public and focus a lot on the group's concept, their compositional process. Our first event on Monday at 12 noon at the Tavern of Fine Arts in collaboration with the St. Louis Symphony is going to focus on specifically on the Rite of Spring and how the group approached their reimagination and rescoring of such a famous work. And I'd love to hear Ethan mention a bit about kind of their approach and what we might expect.
Yes, Ethan.
Well, you know, in the educational events, we tend to roll with whatever that we feel like is right in the room at the time. And in that sense, we're very improvisatory about the events. So if anyone's thinking about coming to more than one, don't worry; it'll be different every time.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're sort of different than the, I guess, typical jazz trio, because you say that you don't really have a leader per se.
Yeah, that's true. It's a collective. And you know, there's a tradition of collectives, especially in rock music. And there's a lot of rock influence in our group. And in that sense, it could never be so-and-so's trio or so-and-so's quartet. So the three of us would really need to be a band identity and a band sound that's distinctive.
Mm-hmm. And that seems to work for you.
Right. You know, and this is actually maybe a good segue to talk about the Rite of Spring a little bit, because one of the reasons we felt confident tackling the Rite of Spring was that it's a real ancestor of prog rock. You know, Yes, Rush, Genesis, and this sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's initially obvious, but the truth of the matter is there's these obvious sort of angular rhythms that were just, you know, came from Stravinsky's imagination. And they were very difficult for the musicians to play, you know, initially a century ago. And they sort of set the stage for a lot of 20th century innovation with odd meter rhythm. And that's, you know, you could definitely argue that Yes and Rush come out of Stravinsky's Rite of Spring in a certain kind of way. At least that's our opinion.
So the Rite of Spring, that's going to be Monday, September the 30th at the Tavern of Fine Arts.
That's just kind of an open forum for the public to learn about the event. The actual performance in conjunction with this St. Louis Symphony is on Thursday at 7 p.m. at the Skip Verra Center for the Arts on the campus of Chaminade. And we're really looking forward to the first half in these wonderful chamber works that the St. Louis Symphony musicians are going to be performing.
Would you like to expand on that a little, Marie?
Well, actually, what's interesting about The Rite of Spring is it was written as a ballet, and I love the fact that the Bad Plus has brought a lot of abstract visuals to the background of this. This isn't going to be a concert where you just come in and listen to the music. It's a very multi-sensory experience, and in fact, we've taken the St. Louis Symphony portion of the program, we've taken a page from the Bad Plus and have also created some abstract visuals that, you know, kind of almost visually annotate the pieces that are being performed.
So the visual, I'm not clear, are the visuals coming from the symphony or is this the Bad Plus? Both.
Both.
Okay.
Yeah, the you know, and Ethan can, you know, maybe explain it better, but it's, but as Maureen said, it's multi-sensory, so there's actually a projection screen with different colors and moving images and things like that that accompany the their rescoring of the work. So it is very much different, a different kind of concert.
You want to say something about the visuals, Ethan, please?
Absolutely. It was created by Christina Guadalupe and Noah Hutton, and Noah will be there VJing, they say, videojing the images that accompany the our performance of the Stravinsky score. I'd also like to say that I'm really looking forward to the first half because, you know, in my 20s, I went through all of Stravinsky, listened to all the music, but, you know, although I suppose Stravinsky, his whole canon gets performed live somewhere every year, still some of the pieces are comparatively rare, and specifically the Septet, which is on the first half of the program, is really a wonderful piece, and I've never had a chance to hear it live, and I don't suppose there are that many opportunities to hear it live, so I think that'll be a real highlight for me, is getting to hear the wonderful, innovative chamber music on the first half.
Yeah, Maureen, how different will this be for the symphony, this project?
Well, it's pretty different. First of all, the multimedia aspect of it is a little bit, you know, walking out there for us. But there are some really rarely heard pieces that are going to be played. There's a piece for two bassoons. Andrew Cuneo and Andy Gott are going to be performing a piece that was apparently written on napkins. We have a wonderful music librarian at Powell Hall who is also a bassoonist, and you know, he was able to fill me in on a little bit of the background of this music. But this piece for two bassoons is so rarely heard, and it wasn't published until long after Stravinsky was gone from this world. So I had never heard it before. I listened to a YouTube link of it, and it's really a fun piece. It's a minute long, but it's a really terrific piece. And then our new principal trumpet, Karen Bliznick, is partnering up with Carrie Schaefer to open the concert with just a fantastic fanfare for two trumpets. And it was written originally for the Lincoln Center Theater when it was brand new. So the Skip Vera Center is still fairly new, so I thought that was particularly appropriate.
That's Thursday, October the 3rd. Let's talk more about the schedule. Before we do that, Ethan, we want to sample another piece from the Bad Plus. What can you tell me about The Radio Tower Has a Beating Heart?
All right. This is sort of a full-on assault of, joyous chaos.
And that's the Bad Plus, who are part of a residency series with Jazz St. Louis next Monday through Thursday, various times, various locations. We're talking with the pianist from the Bad Plus, Ethan Iverson, with Maureen Byrne from the St. Louis Symphony, and Philip Dunlap from Jazz St. Louis. Ethan, before we talk more about the schedule and what your group is doing here this week, you already mentioned that you play with bassist Reed Anderson and drummer Dave King. You've been together for about a decade. Originally from Minneapolis, is that where you all grew up? And can you tell me about the early days and how you all got together?
Yes. It's a bit unusual, honestly. Reed and Dave began playing together when they were 13. They were both in Golden Valley, Minnesota, which is a suburb of Minneapolis. And I was down the road a piece a couple years younger in Wisconsin in a small town called Menominee, which is near Eau Claire, which is where Reed went to school for a year and for college. And I met him then and during a summer vacation said, well, why don't you come play with my son Dave in Minneapolis? So in 1990, the three of us actually played a little jam session, Dave, Reed, and me. And then we sort of did our own thing for a decade, and then the band got together for real in about 2000, 2001.
Uh-huh. Your group does a lot of covers of non-jazz musicians, so is that particularly challenging, you know, when you're going to do a jazz cover? And can you do that with any song, I guess, is my question.
Well, I guess you could try to do it with any song. You know, it's kind of like covering a piece of rock music. It's usually got to have a strong enough melody that it can be played as an instrumental. But there also, I think, needs to be some, I hesitate to use the word political, but there's got to be sort of some dramatic reason to do something. You know, certainly you don't want to sound like the original. You want to filter your sensibility through these other composers and other styles. So, you know, it's sort of the same idea, whether we play a Nirvana piece or Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. It's sort of like, how do we express ourselves through, you know, these other voices?
What about those jazz purists, those type that maybe, you know, they don't take you seriously because you do commercial pop and rock songs? I mean, does that matter to you?
Well, you know, I guess I'm a real jazz diehard fan myself, and if I can sort of understand some sort of initial response, like, oh, those guys, you know, have a rock band name and play a Nirvana cover, like, they can't be serious. I certainly can understand that response. I'm certainly not offended by it. At the same time, I think if you want to really check us out and think about the whole picture of what we're trying to project as a sort of as an art project, I think that it becomes clear that we are part of the jazz tradition, or, you know, certainly we think we are. So,
right, Philip, anything briefly you want to say in conclusion about the week?
Yeah, you know, part of what, you know, draws us to the Bad Plus is not only our great relationship with them, but they're such an eclectic group that is really hard to categorize. And so a lot of the events really focus on their process and their concept as a group. And I urge everyone to check out their events on our website. Like Ethan said, you know, we've come up with some basic frameworks for each of the sessions. But really, just like jazz, everything's going to, you know, be pretty improvisatory, and you'll never know what's going to happen.
That is Philip Dunlap, Director of Education for Jazz St. Louis. Maureen Byrne is here. She's the Community Programs Manager for the St. Louis Symphony. In conclusion, about the symphony's involvement with this, Maureen?
I think it's going to be a really fun concert, and come on out and see it. It's free, no tickets required, open to the public.
Yeah, and all the events this week are free and open to the public.
And if you go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link to Jazz St. Louis's website, and people can find out all the particulars. And Ethan, we look forward to having you back in St. Louis. And what are your thoughts about this week?
St. Louis is a great town. We always have a great time. And I think, Devin, I think you're there. I'm about to call you about where I can practice the piano, okay?
Okay, Devin's sitting over the side. He'll call you back. Thank you, Ethan. Ethan Iverson is a pianist with the Bad Plus. So nice of you to join us today, and we look forward to hosting you next week here in St. Louis.
Okay, terrific.
Thanks to you all for being here. Jazz St. Louis's residency series featuring the Bad Plus Monday through Thursday. Thanks again to you all.
Thanks, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, mezzo-soprano Jennifer Johnson Cano, and later, journalist Mo Rocca. This is St. Louis Public Radio.